This weekend is going to be it's going to be good. It's going to be crazy in a very good way. Perfect location, perfect weather, beach and sea on one side, and Formula One roaring on the other side. Hey, this is Romain Grosjean, and the Indy 500 is back home again on WGN.
720 WGN live from Miami Beach with the Formula One car, with the Formula One former driver, now star in IndyCar, the one and only Romain Grosjean. Welcome to Formula One weekend in Miami. It's an exciting time to be a race fan, to be a racer, and welcome to WGN.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this weekend is going to be it's going to be good. It's going to be crazy in a very good way. Everyone has been talking about the Miami GP since, basically since I arrived in Miami in December. You know, everyone I've been meeting has been like, are you going to the race? I say, yeah, of course I'm going to the race. And, you know, it's a perfect location, perfect weather, beach and sea on one side, and Formula One roaring on the other side.
You talk about your perspective, having kind of that unique perspective, having raced 10 years in Formula One and now one of the more popular drivers in IndyCar. And when people ask you, they're like, oh, well, which is better? And there really is a difference, right? Because it's a different style of racing. I think Formula One has brought in more parity, right, to make it more exciting. You mentioned with the passing. But as a race fan, to see a sport you were in for 10 years be here in America and going more places, it's got to be cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I think, you know, Formula One has definitely changed a lot the last few years for the best. Netflix has been a big thing in making Formula One popular. Now we've got Austin since 2012 in Texas, Miami, and then Vegas race is coming. You've got Montreal in Canada, and in Mexico and Sao Paulo, not too far down south. So Formula One is really big, growing on the America continent. I'm happy to see that. The fans have been having much more knowledge about it. And also, I think that's going to IndyCar as well, where a lot of fans, new fans, are watching it and following it, and I believe it's very good racing.
IndyCar, the racing is good as ever, and you're a big part of that as well. You mentioned in the press conference, part of the allure for Formula One for you was you get to see other places, you get to travel the world, you get to see America too now, and in IndyCar, you're getting to do that. So talk a little bit about that, getting to explore America through the IndyCar series, and what are some of your favorite places?
I love it, and you're going to surprise. I think one of my favorite states is Wisconsin.
What?
It reminds me home, Switzerland. You know, it's rolling hills, green, there's lakes. They do cheese, not as good as the French and Swiss cheese, right?
No.
But I like it. It's been great. I drive my bus, my RV, races to races when I can. And I've been cycling already in 8 or 9 states in the US within a year, which is pretty good. And I just love it. I love, you know, it is a big country, but it feels like country within the country for us European, looking at how big it is. And if you fly from Miami to Texas and then you go to California and then maybe Wisconsin back in the Midwest, and you've seen different architecture, different landscape, different climate. It's just, it's great to see so much to see.
Now, you think about, this is a big moment for Formula One here. This is a big race weekend for the world. The world's eyes are here in Miami, but the Indy 500, there is no bigger moment. Really, in sports, it's the world's largest one-day sporting event, 400,000 people. This will be the first time, Roman, where it is at full capacity. You will see all of the pageantry and parades and everything. Talk about excitement leading up as we get, it is May, after all, towards the 500.
We're in May. I think the good thing, my luck this year, is that I don't know what to expect. And I think that's a pretty good thing as a rookie. We still have Indy GP beforehand, where I like to try to win the race, but then we're going to start focusing on Indy 500. We had the open test, which was very good for me to get acquainted with the traffic running and the car. You know, from Europe, we look at it and we think it's very easy ovals. It's just go left, stay flat on the throttle.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, when you're doing 240 miles an hour or 380 kilometers an hour, and you're next to other cars, is not that easy, and every corner becomes different and a challenge. So it is a big learning curve for me. I feel like I've got the right teammates. Definitely I'm excited about the weekend, but I don't really want to think too much about it before we go there.
And let's talk about teammates, because you can have talented drivers. You mentioned the equipment and the fit with the driver, how it's so important in any series with DHL and, of course, with Andretti Autosport. You have the fan support. You've got so many people excited about it. Obviously, your passion and enthusiasm, but you got the right partners.
Yeah, I do. I've got great teammates within Andretti and Meyer Shank Racing. We have a partnership with them. So Elio, Simon Pagenaud, Elio Castroneves, Alexander Rossi, they've been winning the 500. Then Colton Herta has got some good knowledge as well, and Marco Andretti. So really it's going to be great for me to see what they're doing, to see how they approach the whole event. Definitely want to make sure that we get a good result, because it's a race that counts double, and that's two times points for the championship.
Last thing, as much as you have sort of fallen in love with America, you didn't know how much you were going to love it. I know this time last year you were living in a bus in the parking lot at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, now firmly in on America. Are you surprised at how much the fans have loved you back?
Yeah, it's been incredible. It's been absolutely incredible to see the support from the fans. It grew a lot last year. It keeps growing. I think I just told Mike Parra, CEO of DHL, I think I was born to live in the USA.
What? I mean, it's awesome. And we're welcome. But that's crazy, right?
Yeah, I just feel good. I like the mentality. I like the approach. I like the people. I like the different cultures through the country. Obviously, it's a very new country, right, compared to the old, very old Europe. So some of the stuff is different. But I was born to live here.
Well, you are here. And congratulations. As much as you love America, America loves you back. Roman, good luck. Good luck here at race weekend. Enjoy the Formula One race. Good luck going into May and, of course, in the 500. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you. My pleasure.